The All People's Congress, APC, will go to Congress on May 28 in Kumasi to elect regional and national executives as well as a flag bearer. Currently, it is electing its constituency executives. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the founder of APC, Hassan Ayariga, said from the 3rd to 14th of May, the APC will be embarking on a nationwide campaign dubbed Come On Board. Mr. Ayariga spoke to Seth Ayer.
We have 150 district offices and 10 regional offices, including a national headquarters in Accra. Based on that, we have satisfied the constitutional requirements of our land and that of the EC. So for us in the APC, we are moving ahead to conduct our constituency elections, which we are doing right now until on the 5th of May. And on the 7th to the 14th of May, we'll be holding our regional congresses. Then 28th of May, we'll then go for our National Delegate Congress to elect flag bearer and the national executive that will stay into the affairs of the party into the 2016 general election.
Where will be the venue for the Congress?
The Congress will be held in the Ashanti region.
You mean Kumasi?
In Kumasi. We'll bring all members of our party and sympathizers and well-wishers down to Ashanti region, Kumasi, precisely to have our National Delegate Congress.
You said currently you are doing constituency elections, but it appears it's on the quiet. Not much is being heard of it. Why is it so?
With regards to the constituency elections, it is the constituencies that will do their elections and call the various EC members around the constituency and do that election. So constituency elections are just within the constituency, and the regional elections is that will be loud. But as of now, the constituency elections is smooth. Other media houses are covering it.
Do you have aspirants who are contesting or interested in leading the APC?
Yes, we have a lot of people who will be picking forms. We are still waiting. We're compiling. By 14, we'll give you the list of the people who are going to contest for various positions in the APC.
And what about a flag bearer position?
With all those information, we'll give it to you by 14th of May.
Before you go to the Congress?
Yes. We'll finish everybody in the whole world. People who want to contest for the flag bearership, people who want to contest for other executive positions in the APC. And we're calling everybody. Everybody should come on board. The APC believe in all-inclusive governance concepts that allow everybody to be part of Ghana's decision-making. That believe that in order for us to move this country forward, we need to bring on board everyone. So Ghana needs everybody to move forward.
What is the difference between your APC and President Buhari of Nigeria's APC?
What I know about my APC is that I have three colors, green, white, and yellow. The green signifies making good use of our lands, our vegetation, and the white represents coming together, unity. That symbols togetherness. We need to live together in peace. We need to understand that we love each other. We must believe in one another in order to move forward. And the yellow there represents our mineral resources. To realize that we need each other, we will fail. So the broom stands for unity in Kabum. So when you say APC, then they say in Kabum, APC, power to the people. Now the motto all inclusive stands for bringing everybody and giving everybody the opportunity to serve our land.
Your party just last week was given a final certificate and preparations are underway to elect your constituency all the way to national officials, and we are going to hit the ground running to campaign. How relevant is this limited registration exercise to the fortunes of APC in the November polls?
For us, we are not going to force anybody or move anybody or transport anybody to go and register. What we are doing now is campaigning and making sure we have all the executives in place. And then we begin our come on board tour, and that's beginning on the 3rd of May till on the 14th of May.